So that brings us to the next point, which is the Māori Battalion Hall. And it's again my pleasure to introduce our speaker, George Kiriyama, who is going to talk to us a little bit about the Māori Battalion Hall, particularly the hall itself, and how it was established and why it was established, as opposed to the 28th Māori Battalion. Because if you recall, we had a presentation a number of years ago, Armistice Day a few years ago, talking about the Māori Battalion and the history that was put together by Dr. Monty Suter. And I'm sure we'll come back to it because it's quite a fascinating topic. So without further ado, would you please welcome George, more formally, a retired Major George Kiriyama of the Royal New Zealand Infantry Regiment, a veteran, and a strong supporter of the Heritage Defence Heritage Advisory Group. Welcome, George.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I accepted this task with hesitation because I'm not known as a public speaker. But anyway, on the 26th of May, 26th of January 1940, as previous speaker indicated, 28th Māori Battalion commenced to gather in Palmerston North to train for the modern warfare of that time until they left on the 1st of May 1940 to join their ship to deploy overseas. After World War II ended, my people, that's Ngāti Rokoa, decided that we should build a memorial for the 28th Māori Battalion. The original idea was to build a hostel in Palmerston North where Maoris could stay. But at the time, people travelled by train. And when they came to hospital in Palmerston North, there was nowhere for them to stay. So that was the original idea of building the hostel, 28th Māori Battalion Hall. But it was also to be a memorial for 28th Māori Battalion. Fundraising for the project was headed by a Mrs. Adelaide Hornanger. She was the mother of Bruce and Brian. Brian eventually became Chief of the General Staff, head of the Army. So I had the pleasure of serving with those two gentlemen, one in Brian's battalion in 1964. And also with Bruce. Mr. John Scott, probably Maryland's most famous architect, was chosen to design the building. Mr. Scott also chose the builders, Messrs. Wood and Robinson Limited, located in Tremaine Avenue. Representatives of 28th Battalion from our area include George Johnson, Pate Larkins, Rangi Larkins, Dave Larkins, Tom Markutu, Reuben Merrick, Dean Piper. Dean Piper gave me his Sam Brown, which I wore for 20 years as an officer. And I handed it back to him when I finished left the army because his son was becoming a 101. And could wear Sam Brown. Blondie, Blackmore, Jacko, Tafaru, Duncan Gotti, we have on display in the hall photos of those gentlemen if the whānaus gave them to us. We only present to put them up if the family gave them to us. So those photos are there. Rokoa Petumara Makiriana carved 14 panels. And those carvings there, the panels along the front and the doors each would portray a tribal ancestor, where the tribes came from. Each tribe supplied a company. Our tribe was part of D Company. We call them Ngati Walkabouts. As you may know, there are numerous memorials to 28th Maori Battalion erected in other tribal areas. But that is our effort. Kia ora, thank you very much.
Ngā mihi, George. As you can see, it is quite an impressive building. That photo was taken last week on a fine day. But it's great to see the other two murals that are now up on the wall here, which adds to the history of the building itself. And there's a photo of the interior, as George has explained, with photos of all of those local contributors to Delta Company, or Ngati Walkabout, as he mentions. There are a whole raft of other photos and carvings inside the building, aren't there, George?
Yes.
But a lot of people haven't seen inside the building, and that's why I suggested to George that, you know, it would be a good idea to just mention about it and also get an idea of part of what's inside the building. So it holds a lot of history. John Scott, Māori architect, was pretty well renowned in New Zealand. Built quite a number of other fairly major structures. From memory, I know certainly a number of buildings down at the Christchurch Polytech. John actually designed some of those major buildings that they're now using as part of their marae, and a number of others throughout New Zealand. And that was one of the reasons why the building itself was given an architectural award a couple of months ago.